So I, my wife, now my wife, girlfriend at the time, and I moved into Ladbroke Grove in 1993 on St Mark's Road, so just around the corner from Maxilla, and first became aware of there being a nursery there when we went to the fireworks every year. And then in 2002, our first daughter was born, and around 9, 10 months after her birth, we were looking for childcare options so my girlfriend could go back to work. And Maxilla was the obvious place to look. So that's where we ended up. At that time, at the under threes section was still open. There was a dad's group, which was a new one on me. And that was quite interesting, actually, meeting other local dads, seeing how they interacted with their babies and toddlers and so on. And we would have cinema nights at John Brown Publishing had a cinema in their basement, which we were allowed to take over once a month. So that was great fun. And it was nice to see, an entirely male caring unit, which is something you simply don't see. So I was approached by Judy Wilcox, who asked me if I would consider becoming a trustee. I didn't know what that entailed. So it was explained that Maxilla was essentially a charity receiving funding from various streams and so on, so needed a board of trustees. So I became a trustee around 2004, something like that, 2003, 2004. And later became a governor of the nursery school as well, right through until Westway Nursery Association folded. But I remained on the board of governors for the nursery school until, gosh, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, something like that. I felt very strongly it was something, having been asked to do it was something I ought to do. I thought it was the very least I could do. To put something back into an institution that had done an awful lot for us. I feel that it is one's civic duty to get involved from time to time with local institutions. So it was a great opportunity to do that. It varied from the very satisfying to the very frustrating, I'd say. From day one, it became clear that funding was a major issue for the under three section at Maxilla, and that the political climate was changing to the point where funding was being reduced. The local authority were making it harder to access certain funding streams, and increasingly, Maxilla was being asked to look for private sponsors. And I would say the under threes and Westway Nursery Association were kept afloat for 2 or 3 years entirely on charitable donations. And when those started to dry up, they had no option but to close, which was a great sadness. It felt like a dreadful failure, which I suppose on many levels it was. But in the face of resistance from the local authority, there was just no way forward. And I think there was, a history of antagonism and poor relations with the local authority that goes back decades. So in many senses, it was, an inevitability, a sad inevitability. But yeah, very, very frustrating. Something that still bothers me now, frankly. Maxilla was constantly under threat. There was barely a meeting that would go by without some veiled or overt threat to our funding streams, to recruiting a teacher. We went through a period of 3 or 4 years, I think, where there was no permanent head teacher at Maxilla Nursery School. It seemed impossible to find anyone and appoint them. And we felt that we weren't getting a great deal of support in this area from the local authority. They weren't making it any easier for us to do it. And when we finally did find a suitable head teacher, it's no surprise that she took the centre from strength to strength. Yeah, when Christine Barton was appointed, she was able to take the reins, and we were actually able to move forward for the first time in years, rather than just treading water and fighting fires and trying to keep the wolf from the door.
It struck a curious balance of a sort of a school-style institution, and yet maintain this wonderful informality. You can't get too stuffy when there's a bunch of 3 to 5 year olds scampering around. And whenever I visited, there would be some slightly chaotic event taking place, whether it was a cookery class or some sort of exploration in the garden, a fireman visiting, the police would come round to show off their flashing lights. There was always a joy of exploration for the children, watching toddlers explore a garden, which they wouldn't necessarily get to do in central London. You know, very few of us are lucky enough to have a garden. We certainly never have done. So facilities like that for young children is so important. And yeah, I grew up in the countryside where trees and bushes and things like that are all over the place, and when you try to raise children in London, it's very frustrating when you can't send them out into the garden. And having a place like Maxilla where they can run around and do that and get grubby and explore is incredibly important. Besides which, they made some great friends, you know, and our kids still have friends that they made at Maxilla, and my wife and I still have friends that we made at Maxilla. I'm very grateful for the time I spent there as a governor and as a trustee. It was a great privilege to be part of it. A very hard working team, and it gave me a great appreciation for what the teaching staff and the carers do there. You know, they work very, very hard. They come in early to prepare, and then they stay late to prepare for the following day. And I can't praise them enough, frankly. Yeah, I just think it's so sad that places like Maxilla appear to be rarer and rarer. I don't understand why society doesn't support these sort of institutions. The benefits are obvious, and if you don't have them, you inevitably isolate people, and you don't prepare children for school properly. You don't integrate people into society, particularly if their English isn't their first language. And it's places like Maxilla that can make that process easier and more fun for everybody. And I think it's a crying shame that the local authority didn't support them better.